This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we were talking about Tony Bennett, I went to sportsreference.com and I said that Tony Bennett had three Final Fours. He actually only had one. I guess the program has had three Final Fours. I misread it. But clearly highly successful, regardless of the Final Fours. But one Final Four run and definitely a lot of disappointments.
I think I was right. I think that year is when he had all his tournament wins.
Probably right.
At UVA.
No, he went to... Sweet 16s.
He did? Okay.
Maybe I think it's just like in the last 6 years. Since the national title, they've been bounced early.
I think even just before, too.
Right.
He's 9-5 in the NCAA tournament. So he didn't have many wins beyond that run.
He had three.
At least this is according to Google. I could be wrong. Double check. Because I was wrong on that. Should also mention the Caps got a win last night.
Am I supposed to get excited now?
Who scored the game winner? Is one of the new guys.
Hold on. It was
Radish.
Taylor Radish. Yep. Yeah, I mean, you should like this start. 2-1, and they beat two teams that came in that hadn't lost a game.
Right.
Western powerhouses in Vegas and Dallas.
It's but that time it's of year start. Where there's a lot going on. It's awesome because you've got Major League Baseball winding down with the Championship Series and the World Series. The NFL, of course, is a juggernaut. College football, but now you sprinkle in some hockey. You could sprinkle in even some NBA. I was saying, I just saw Dalton Knecht.
Mm-hmm.
Who got drafted by the Lakers.
Yeah, like 17th or 18th overall, I think.
He scored 35 in preseason last night.
Wow.
But it's not that he scored 35. And I know it doesn't matter. It's preseason. He scored 20 of their last 22 points. So
pretty
just went on a heater at the end of the game.
You know who else is on a heater? Who we gave the reverse junkies jinx to?
Huh.
Willie. He scored in all three Caps games so far.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Willie. Good
nice.
For him.
Better get him back on.
Yeah.
They need him to score.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got a lot going on today. We've got the stake-off. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Correct.
Who will cook the best steak? Cakes, EB, Mike Marr, Matt Valdez. We're going to have judges, and we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got Dave Richard coming up in an hour to talk fantasy football. We didn't get to him yesterday.
Yep.
John Feinstein's going to join us. Scott Abraham, it's a football Friday. But a lot of people were asking us what happened to our touchdown parlay. I guess sometimes we do it on Thursdays. So we're just going to do it right here. Time for our touchdown parlay, which we hit last week.
Can you play it, Hale? Can you just play Hale?
You just want to get in the mood?
We haven't played it much this year.
We've never done a touchdown parlay on Thursdays.
Or I don't know. A couple people tweeted us, said, what's your pick?
You know what it is? They're clamoring for our picks because we're hot.
Maybe. True. We're hot like the grill.
They can't keep it in their pants until Friday.
I think maybe because I was buying into it like with my response. So I was like, well, we're just going to get to it tomorrow. I think maybe we were doing the Survivor picks on Thursdays.
It's been so long since we've done those. How would I remember that?
So we were just kind of conflating them. All right, I can lead off. I'm going to go back to a tried and true formula, which is picking a top receiver against the Commanders secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Took a week off last week because, I don't know. I went with Derrick Henry. I went with a more obvious touchdown.
Sure.
But I'm going to go back to a top receiver against the Commanders secondary. I like Deontay Johnson to catch a touchdown pass from Andy Dalton. I believe it's plus 160.
I generally like that, but he's been dealing with an injury during practice this week. I think he's going to play, but that's the only thing that gives me any sort of pause with that pick. I love the blueprint. I love taking a top wideout against this Commander secondary. But Deontay Johnson.
What's the number on it?
He's been dealing with an ankle injury. So hopefully he goes.
Plus 160.
Plus 160. All right. Yeah. That's not bad.
Okay, all right. So you're in. You're in. Sure, I'll go.
It's nice to hit this.
So Deontay Johnson is in at plus 160. I'm going to go to one of the ugliest games on the slate. Bengals at the Cleveland Browns.
All right.
Like, who else is going to score a touchdown for the Cleveland Browns other than the guy who is making a triumphant return in week 7, Nick Chubb?
Ooh.
Kevin Stefanski has said he's not on a pitch count. Like, they've dealt away Amari Cooper.
So they're gonna pound the football.
I mean, what other recourse do they have? Jerome Ford is out with a hamstring injury. Deontay Foreman is just old and slow. Like, they have to give the ball to Nick Chubb. Wow. 18 to 20 times on his return.
That's got to be a great number you're getting. What's the number?
Plus 130.
Oh,
his odds are shorter than Deontay Johnson's.
All right, good.
So Vegas thinks he's a decent shot at getting in the end zone. I'm gonna go with that feel good story that Nick Chubb not only returns but somehow falls into the end zone.
Right.
Actually, it might not even fall in. He might have to rip like a 20 yarder because that team just can't move the ball.
Right.
So I have Nick Chubb plus 130 to
all right,
add to
I
the
like
mix.
It. You've convinced me. You know I'm going to take a skin 100%. And McLaurin hit twice last week. I kind of want to go to him again, but I don't know. I'm looking at it. They've given up 12 rushing touchdowns on the air, but I'm not confident enough in B-Rob, like his health, to know. The other one would be Jaden.
Yeah.
Get a rushing. He didn't score last week on the ground, right? So he might be due.
He did not. By the way, B-Rob's at minus 160.
Yeah, I don't even like it.
They think he's getting in there.
I don't even like it because I just don't know how healthy he is. I know he says he feels great.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I buy it. What is Terry and what is Jaden?
Terry is plus 105 and Jaden is minus 105.
All right, so it's basically the same. I don't know. I'm scared to go to the well too much.
Don't be scared.
I think that there's a connection between Jaden and Terry. I'm going to go Jaden and to Terry.
All right, so you have Terry McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin.
All right, I'm going to put him in.
I'm sorry. I know that's going to the well. Probably won too many times, but
let's put Terry McLaurin in the parlay.
Is Mar making this pick again? Do you guys defer to Mar?
Well, Jason's out, so.
Oh, you guys want to do two?
I don't know.
You're always trying to juice it. I know. I get it.
We're not juice it. We're just trying to, pump it up a little bit.
And bid season's coming out today. I saw Valdez say there was technical issues.
Yeah. We lost the second half of it.
So you got to redo it? Fake it?
Doesn't matter how many plays we have back here. I know mine is going to hit. So they can figure it out after this.
Okay.
All right?
Right. They can sort it out.
Justin Jefferson has 4 touchdowns in 5 games. Mm-hmm. I think they're at home against the Lions. Everyone's high on the Lions. It's a little bit of a letdown game. The Vikings have been resting for 10 days or whatever it's been since they had a bye last week, since their London game. He had 14 targets in his last game. What are we doing here? This is automatic. He's minus 120. It should be minus 200. I love Justin Jefferson to score against the Lions.
All right, so I'm sized.
All right, so I'll put him in. He's at minus 120.
All right, are you guys putting your collective brains together? Who are you deferring to, Mar or no?
Yeah, Mar's got it.
Yeah, I'm going game of the week. Chiefs versus 49ers at 425, rematch of the Super Bowl last year. Give me Kareem Hunt anytime plus 130. Last week, when the Chiefs played, he had 27 carries and got in the end zone, and the 49ers are allowing over 100 rushing yards per game. So I feel like this is a good line
for Kareem
Hunt.
They dusted off Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt. 27 carries.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're just pounding him.
I saw him playing, but I didn't realize he got the ball that much. Wow.
Here's your 5-leg parlay. You've got Deontay Johnson and Terry McLaurin, both from the same game. They're at plus 387 when you combo their odds. Nick Chubb, plus 130. Justin Jefferson at minus 120. Kareem Hunt is at plus 130. A $10 bet before 30% profit boost that we know we're going to get, $462.58.
But we get a 30% profit.
We should get a profit
boost.
So
what's
on
that? So
offered on Sunday.
500, 600?
Yeah, I can't do like that math on the fly, but it's more than $462.
Probably
I know
like
that.
600.
Yeah, I'd like another 130 or so.
Yeah. Boom. Let's make it happen.
All right, I actually do think we're experts at this. So.
That's our touchdown parlay.
I mean, we hit twice.
I already spent the money.
We're sharp.
On our Twitter account, at Junks Radio.
Extra sharp cheddar on this, buddy.
On our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Coming up next on a Football Friday, we hit the Skins and dive into Skins Commanders against the Panthers. That's next here on the Junkies.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.